HarperCollins presents The Naughtiest Unicorn and the Ice Dragon by Pip Bird. Read by Alexi Walker. Chapter 1. Neon Orange Snow Boots.
This is going to be the best trip to unicorn school ever.
Mira jumped and punched the air in excitement.
Ow!
Yelled Mira's big sister Rani. The only problem with Mira's excitement was that she was still strapped into the back seat of the car. And she had whacked Rani in the eye. Dad turned around from the front as Mum parked the car in the leisure centre car park. Calm down, girls. You'll have a lovely time with your friends and unicorns, like always. Just try to make it there in one piece. Mira jiggled up and down in her seat.
But Dad, it's going to be the Festival of Snow.
Dad smiled. And what happens then?
I don't know, but it sounds like so much fun, said Mira.
Rani rolled her eyes at the joke, but Mira could tell her sister was super excited about the festival too. They'd only had rubbishy rain snow so far at home, but Mira didn't care, because snow at unicorn school was extra magical. And there would be loads of it. Rani had told her that at last year's festival, the snow came up to her elbows. Also, they would be playing in the snow with their unicorns, which would make it even more magical. Approximately 70 million times more magical, Mira estimated. As they got out of the car, they saw the queue of people by the bins where the magical portal to Unicorn School was. Usually, they were one of the first to arrive, because Mira and Rani would wake up at 5 a.m. and chant, "Can we leave now?" at their parents until it wore them down. But today, they'd been a bit delayed, as Mira couldn't decide which snowsuit to pack. Cats, pugs, pigs or watermelons. Eventually, she packed all of them, plus a special snowsuit she'd made for her unicorn, Dave.
I'm going to build the biggest snowman at the festival, said Rani, striding across the car park. I'm going to build the hugest snowwoman, said Mira.
She was dragging her snowsuit-filled bag along the ground and had to run to keep up with her sister.
Well, I'm going to build a snow dinosaur, said Rani. I'm going to build a snow cat, said Mira.
Rani scoffed. That's tiny compared to a snow dinosaur.
You didn't let me finish. I'm going to build a snow cat robot giant from space.
Mira threw her arms wide to show Rani just how big it would be, but unfortunately managed to whack Rani again, this time in the other eye. Rani stomped off towards the bins and joined the queue. There were only a couple of other children left waiting to go through the portal, and Mira tried to drag her bag a bit faster. She didn't want Dave to be waiting and wondering where she was. When Mira arrived at Unicorn School, Dave was usually busy snacking, napping, or causing mischief. But maybe this time he'd be waiting for her by the landing haystack. As Rani stepped into the bush behind the bins and went through the portal, Mira heard two familiar voices.
Hey, Mira!
Mira hugged the twins, Freya and Flo, from her class. They were late too.
I've heard you can do snow surfing at the Festival of Snow, said Freya.
It sounds awesome.
I want to try snow jumping, said Flo.
What's snow jumping? Said Mira.
You jump in a load of snow, said Flo.
Amazing, said Mira.
She was about to tell them about the snow cat robot giant from space when something bright orange appeared by her foot. It was a big neon boot and was attached to their friend, Jake. He was standing on one leg and wiggling the boot at them.
Ah, I see you're checking out my super-powered snow boots, he said,
changing legs and wiggling the other one. Then he stomped on the ground and lights flashed up and down the sides of the boots.
Very cool, said Freya. Actually, very warm, said Jake. They're heated to melt snow and ice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?